Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
When you have these smaller steps, fear just melts away and melts away and slowly backs off. And before you know it, you're doing amazing things. It's so freaking cool, you guys. Small steps. It gives your brain a chance to get familiar with something, and it gives you a chance to practice.
Everyone, if you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions that help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, and you guys, I am back. I finally sound normal. If you caught last week's episode, the intro, oh my God, I sounded terrible. I got hit with something awful, and it was going around, and it just got to my throat and my voice. I still don't sound completely normal. Right now, I can tell. I don't know if you guys can tell, probably, but I feel so much better. And I'm not going to lie, one of the things that I did was a 24-hour fast. And we'll dive into this more. I'm really hoping to have a couple experts on to talk about fasting, because you can do it totally wrong, especially women, and then you can do it right and get the benefits of it, but you have to know what you're doing. You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to do intermittent fasting and 8:16. Like, it doesn't work that way for women. But so I had to say that first and get that out there before I tell you that I did a magical 24-hour fast. I went 24 hours, just stuck to my tea, my water. I had a little MCT oil in there and made it 24 hours. And I share this because the next day I woke up feeling magical. I'm not kidding you. Like, I went to bed a troll. I woke up the next day a unicorn. I don't know if it was coincidence or what, but I'm finally back on the mic and feeling better. And I couldn't wait to record this episode because it's just me. You get just me today. Solo episode. And sometimes they are my favorite because I could just take it in whatever direction I want. But it's so good to not be in the pain I was in, because I couldn't even swallow, you guys. Like, it was literally painful to just gulp. I couldn't even touch my throat. So like when I was doing like my skincare and like rubbing, you know, like my lotion on my neck and everything, because I'm a skincare snob and I do all that, I couldn't even touch my neck. That's how bad it hurt. And I had the fever and so I am so grateful to be back and to be back on the mic and sounding good and powerful and all of the things, and not sounding like a toad, or no offense, men, but a man. I totally sounded like a dude. Today, we're diving into fear. Yes, fear. And I want everyone to listen to this episode, take some notes, find a couple key points, because I'm going to go through 5 things with you guys and talking all about fear and how I want everyone to have just this fearless, forward,
attitude, and I want to help you conquer your mom journey with courage and not let fear hold you back. And we talk about fear on here a lot. I've shared stories with you guys. I'm going to share a couple more on today, but it's not a new topic for us, right? And fear, like just saying that word, oh my God, it just makes me like kind of start sweating a little bit, because fear is so real. It can dictate one decision from the next. It comes into our relationships, whether or not we take moves in our career, how we raise our kids. Like, it just surrounds us. And if we're not careful, it will drive us. It will lead us. And that is what we'll use to make our decisions. Even though we're like, what? I'm not scared. I don't have any fear around that. Oh yeah, then why aren't you doing it? We don't face it. We don't really talk about it. This is something that I'm always bringing up with my kids. I'm always diving into fear and helping them like learn how to separate facts from feelings, which we'll talk about. I've had my little one on my middle child, and we had a whole episode about separating facts from feelings. And if we don't, and we don't talk about this with our kids, and we don't talk about it with our significant others or like even ourselves and really dive in, that fear will drive. Like, because you're never facing it, you're never challenging it, and it just leads you. So I'm excited to dive in and talk about my 5 key strategies on how I can help you guys face this fear and move head on, because you all deserve to be fucking bomb. I said it. You do. You deserve to be bomb, and you deserve to live a life that is full of excitement, fear, happiness, joy, like just feeling content, feeling accomplished. And so many people just live a life and they're just like, I'm here. I just try not to die, just making it through the day. And I don't want that for you guys. I don't want that for any of my listeners, any of my clients, any of my friends, any of my family. And we need to keep this conversation going beyond this podcast. And I know if I talk about it on here and I help lead you guys through it, you become a little bit more educated on it. You will have conversations with your kids and you're going to move. You're going to use fear as a catalyst. It's not going to be something that paralyzes you. So let's dive into this. All right, let's dive in. So when we start talking about fear, the number one thing that I want you to realize is that fear can be a catalyst. It can be something that helps you move forward. Because you guys, this is a natural part of any transformative journey. Like, whether that's with your health and your fitness, or if you're on a journey and you're going back to school, or you're on the journey of motherhood, it doesn't matter. Fear is common. It's super common, right? But it doesn't have to be a roadblock. I always tell my new moms that are coming on and they're onboarding with us and those new people, and they're like, oh my God, I'm so excited, but like, I'm so nervous too. And they tell me this and I'm like, yes, you know, you're in the right place when something kind of scares the shit out of you and excites you at the same time. If you have those two emotions, you know that you are going in the right direction. You are doing the right thing. So use that fear as a flag, a green flag that says, yes, we're on the right path. If there's no fear surrounding it and it's just like super easy and you're just like, okay, I would question that. I would definitely question something that doesn't make you a little fearful inside. So really, really understand that it doesn't have to be a roadblock. It doesn't immediately, like, that scared feeling doesn't have to be something that goes, oh no, I can't do it. Holy shit, that's too scary. No. It can be a stepping stone. It can be a stepping stone that says, there's that fear stone. I'm going to step on it. I'm going to move forward and then see what happens next. That really is what we can make fear stand for. Unfortunately, too many people don't. They have the fear, they're scared, and they don't move forward from there. They don't dive past it. So always know, number one, it doesn't have to be a roadblock. It can totally be a stepping stone to your progress. But you got to be open to it. You got to be open. You got to be willing. And yeah, that's going to make you sweat a little bit. That's going to be a little scary, but it's okay. Number two, identify your fear triggers. So really think about this. Explore, like, what triggers you and what triggers that fear. So for a lot of moms and taking the next step into a fitness journey, right? Self-doubt can be something that triggers the fear. Comparison. Ooh, that's a big one. That's a big one. That can start triggering fear. How about the fear of failure? Just the fear of failure alone can be a big trigger. So many things. How about just stepping out of your comfort zone and just getting a little uncomfortable, right? Being uncomfortable 110% can start triggering fear inside of you. So let's back up. Let's take a look at self-doubt first. When you're faced with something and you have to make a choice, A or B, and that self-doubt comes into play and you're like, oh man, can I do this? I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I'm capable of it. You know, and let's just talk, let's just use as an example, like our fitness journey. Okay. Let's just say someone coming into my program, Bomb Mom, and they're like, oh man, I don't know. I like using easy things that people can relate to. And we all can relate to that scary fitness journey or someone like starting something new and that self-doubt. And you know why you have that self-doubt? Because you haven't been successful in the past. I don't blame anyone. I had that self-doubt, especially when it came to like launching my program, which I'll talk about in a little bit more. But that self-doubt was like, man, can I really do this? And then what happens if I don't? What happens if I fail? And then that's what we focus on. And we lose sight of, well, what happens if you don't fail? Cheese and rice, you know, it can go back. It can go both ways. Why does the failure get more weight than the succession and like succeeding and like hitting your goal? And a lot of people think, well, I'm more likely to fail because I've failed before in the past. Well, maybe it might be true. And that's what leads into self-doubt. And then that self-doubt starts triggering that fear inside of you. So no, identify. Okay, self-doubt, I see it, it's coming, it's happening to me, and I know that that triggers fear. So I'm going to have a little confidence in myself. I'm not going to doubt myself so much. I'm not saying I'm amazing, but I'm just going to remove it a little bit. Take away that trigger for the fear. The other one was comparison. You guys remember me saying comparison? When you, and again, let's just use fitness because it's easy. When you go into a gym, right, and you're like, I've got here. Like, this is a big step that like I'm even here right now. And you go in there and you see someone else in these little booty shorts and this, you know, little sports bra. And she's got like this cute little tight stomach and you're looking down at yourself and you're like, oh my God. And you start comparing. Comparison is the root of all evil. I have said that before on this podcast. I'll say it again. Some people say jealousy. I'm always like comparison. It's the root of all evil. We start comparing. And the moment you're like, oh my God, I don't look like that. If I stand next to her, then I'm going to look like shit. And we start like comparing. That will trigger fear. And as soon as you become fearful, you are now fearful of the place that you're in. You're now scared of the gym and you're afraid. And you're like, oh my God, I don't belong here. And then the self-doubt kicks in. And we already identified self-doubt is a fear trigger too. Comparison starts it off. You guys have to remember that you can't compare your chapter one to someone else's chapter 25. And we never know what chapter someone's on. We don't know their story. We don't know their journey. That woman could have weighed 80 pounds that you're comparing yourself to. And she's got like this most amazing, motivating story ever. And if you actually just knew her story and her journey, it might give you hope. Instead, you're looking at her and you're like, I don't look like her. And there's no hope at all. You're just comparing and you're like, that bitch must be nice to be naturally skinny. And you have no idea what she's gone through. So be very careful of comparison because it can trigger the fear and fear will take over. How about the fear of failure, right? I already kind of touched on this a little bit, but I think it's important to talk about it even more because when we look back at other things that we've failed at, you know, especially fitness. How many of you out there have tried the pills? You've tried the shakes. You've tried the boot camps. You've tried other programs. You've tried other trainers. You've tried and downloaded apps. You've tried going and starting and stopping again. Like you've done a lot, right? And nothing really helped you hit your goals. You didn't hit your ultimate goal before in the past. And then that past leads you into the future. And you're like, well, that didn't work and that failed me before too. What makes me think I can do it this time? And so that fear of failure again leads us, and then it triggers more fear already. And it's such a slippery slope, because you got to look at it like all the things you've done in your past, it's not that you failed. That was part of learning. You had to do it. You had to do that boot camp to know that, like, oh, sure, I lost 30 pounds, but it wasn't sustainable and I gained it all back. That's part of your learning. You have to know. That's part of like taking the class and learning and studying to have an A+. You don't get an A+ in fitness or in your body if you didn't put in the time and study, which means failure before. So this is okay. Everything that you've done before, it led you to here. And we can't just dismiss that. And people do all the time. And they're like, no, I failed before. This isn't going to work again. And that, oh, I failed before. This isn't going to work again attitude. You're right. You're absolutely right. Whatever you think in your head and your brain, your body will go, okay, yeah, we're going to fail again. The mind is that powerful. And the other one I just wanted to mention, stepping out of your comfort zone, that can 110% trigger fear. Because we like being comfortable, right? Our brains love what's familiar. We love being comfortable and in our own bed, watching the same movie, getting the same bike and spin class. We love our routine. Like, our brains love it. It keeps us safe. Leaving that safe zone and stepping out of that comfort zone can trigger fear, because now you're in the unknown. Now you're in the unknown, and that can be scary AF, 110%. But it doesn't have to be. And you can learn to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, but you have to practice. You have to practice. But knowing and having an idea, okay, I'm out of my comfort zone. Oh my God, what am I getting scared about right now? Like, what's happening? Like, I see it. Like, pay attention. Collect the data on your body. Like, oh, I'm always saying collect the data. Like, okay, I'm getting uncomfortable. I can feel my heart increasing. Why? I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. Well, I know that stepping out of my comfort zone is a fear trigger for me, and it's not real. So pay attention to these triggers. Understand them. Because they can empower you. Then you have the knowledge and the data, and it's going to empower you more, not hold you back. And you can take a look at all of these things, like the self-doubt, the comparison, the fear of failure, the stepping out of comfort zone, they all trigger you. Start separating those facts from feelings. Like, oh my God, I'm doing something different. Okay, I'm like sweating, I'm getting uncomfortable, I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. Okay, let's take a look at this. Like, what's the facts? Are you in a scary situation? No. Is the sky falling? No. You're just getting off the elliptical and you're going over to the weight section. But oh my God, I'm out of my comfort zone. Like, I'm not used to doing this. This is scary. Well, why? What are you scared of? Everyone's going to be looking at me. Bitch, look around. Ain't no one looking at you. Like, no one cares. Everyone's got their headphones on. They're listening to a podcast, probably the Bob Mom podcast, or they're listening to music and it's so loud they can't hear you. You could literally talk right now to yourself and no one would even know and no one would even care. So fact from feeling. Is everyone staring at you? No. No, fact. Here's another fact. No one's even paying attention to you right now. No one else has any clue that you are making a really big jump from the elliptical to the weights. No one's aware of it. No one cares. But you're like just stressing about it. But, you know, and I can just keep talking about fitness and stuff, but like think about other areas of your life where you're stepping out of your comfort zone, like maybe at your job and you're speaking up or you want to go for that promotion. And you're like, oh man, I don't want to because, you know, that's like leaving my comfort zone and I'm not sure. And then what if I fail? Well, I know she took this job before me and she probably did a better job, and we start comparing. Separate the facts from the feelings. This is just feelings that you're having. It's just all feelings. You can't grab it or hold it. And if it's not tangible, and if it's all, and I don't want to say it's all in your head, but like just for lack of better words, it's all in your head. Guess what? That's good news because you can change it. If it's all just up in your head, you can change it. Because if we can think about it and make it scary and scare the shit out of us and make us fearful, we can also change it so we're not scared. And we're not fearful. We're actually happy and excited. You can change fear to excitement. Boom, like that. Let's talk about reframing fear as fuel. Let's change that F. Still a four-letter word. Still a four-letter F word. But it's just fear to fuel. So you have to start shifting your perspective on fear.
Hey, so I thought this would be a good time to give you guys a little bit more information on my online program, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom. If you are looking to be motivated, inspired, finally get off your butt and do the things that you want to do with your health and your fitness and your workout and your body and hit those goals, we need to talk. Busy to Bomb Fit Mom is a full online program. It's a 90-day program that's going to get you into the best shape of your life. Now, is it an easy diet plan to follow or all these amazing workouts that I'm just going to hand you on a silver platter? No. This program is going to love and support you. It's going to motivate you, get you heading in the right direction. But you don't have to do it alone. You're going to have an entire support system with you. You're going to have me as your coach, coaching you on nutrition, your workouts. I become your virtual personal trainer. So if this is something that you're looking for and you just need that extra push and someone on your heels telling you that you're worth it and it's time, we need to talk. Visit www.busy2bombfitmom.com. Book a call with me. Let's see if this is a fit for you. All right, back to the show.
So start thinking of fear and reframe it from fear to fuel as a motivator for growth rather than like a hindrance. So there, I can give you guys like so many examples of how we can use fear as like that driving force to just do amazing things. I was so scared to leave the personal training space. I was terrified to leave the one-on-one client and the gym setting and like everything that I've ever known. And I was going to go online. And this was before COVID. This was before the world changed and everyone went online and everyone did all that. I was stepping back and I'm like, I'm ready to launch Bomb Mom. I had collected data. I had tested out on clients. I had tested out on myself. I had like notebook upon notebook of what I wanted to do and the steps and the process of like the mindset growth and the visualization and how I wanted to train and do a 4-week split and like have this community. And I'm like, I'm ready. But oh my God, I'm so scared because I'm leaving the only thing that I know. It was terrifying. But that fear, I just turned it into fuel and just let it drive me. And I'm like, I am not looking back. I am going to own what I am doing. I am going to own this online space, even though people are like, don't do it. You're amazing in person. Why would you ever leave? Like, what are you thinking? Like, you're absolutely crazy. That's insane. And like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I'm like, but it is broke. It is broken away. I'm only one person and I have people contacting me from all over the country, even in other countries. And like, I can't work with them. I don't have a platform. And then the people that I am seeing like in person, I don't know what the hell they're doing on the weekend. And I just see them during this short amount of time. And that's fine and all, you know, but like, women, especially women and busy moms, like we have to have connection and those resources on a Sunday night when we are super stressed and we just like want to binge in the pantry and we're like, oh my God, I'm so in my feelings. My clients can't call me. Like my clients can't like just pick up a phone and text me. I'd never get off. And they were paying me for that 30 minutes or an hour session that they were with me, however long, you know, it was. They weren't paying me to be in their life on a Saturday or on a Wednesday when their, you know, session was on a Monday. And it was super frustrating. So I share all of this about that transition and that journey for me because as scared as I was to lose clients, as scared as I was to lose the money and the income and everything that I built and trust what I built, I knew what wasn't working. I was fearful. I was definitely afraid, but I knew I wasn't growing and on the right path and I was missing opportunities and I was missing people and I wasn't helping people the way I wanted to help them. So I had all these facts and I started using that fear as just fuel. Like, okay, good, good. Let's face this. Fuck it. Like, let's do it. Let's change it into a new F word. We're going to change that fear into a new F word. One of my favorite words. Because I know all of this. I know I'm not helping people. I know I'm wasting time sometimes. I know people are becoming dependent on me. Like, I knew all of the things that weren't working with training in person, and I was ready to go online. And I changed that fear. I put it into fuel. It was a driving force for me then. And you guys can do the same thing. I promise you, you can do the same thing. Okay, so that was number three, reframing fear as fuel. I don't know how well I'm doing with sticking to my bullet points. Number one was changing and moving fear as a catalyst. Number two is identifying your fear triggers. Number three was reframing fear as fuel. Because I know you guys are all writing this down, or you're like writing it down mentally. Number four is the power of small steps. Oh my God, I cannot stress this enough. These small, small steps, it's kind of like fear-facing exposure therapy. Think of it that way, because these tiny little steps are what will lead you to big things. Too many people want to just run the marathon. They're like, nope, I'm ready. I just want to like run the race and like go, go, go. Maybe not with like a physical race, but they're like, no, I'm ready. I can do this. Like, let's go. And I'm like, no, wait, 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 wait. There's power in the small steps. A lot of it. So break down what scares you. Okay. So let's say, let's use an Ironman or something like that, you know, and you're like, oh my God, that terrifies me. Well, what part about it terrifies you? You know that you're a really good runner. You know that you're really good on the bike. Oh, it's the swimming. Isn't that interesting? So you're killer at all those other things, but you're scared. Yeah, I'm not a strong swimmer. So here you think you are really afraid of an Ironman and scared, but no, we're going to break that down. It's actually just the swimming part. Well, small steps. Let's get really good in the water. Let's just focus on that for a little bit. The race might be a year from now. We got plenty of time. Break it down. So that's one, like, I don't know if the Ironman was even a good example, but it wasn't the Ironman the person was scared of. And this is a true story, actually. I broke this down with someone and it turned out to be the swimming. And I'm like, oh my God, like, you can tackle that. You can totally tackle that. But you have to make it into small, manageable steps towards your goal. So one, know that whatever you're facing, whatever you want to do, doesn't have to be done today. It doesn't have to be done today. You have time. Okay, so whatever you're scared of, know that like this very moment, you don't have to move towards it. Maybe not even tomorrow, maybe not even a month. And if you have the power to move things, move it out, not too far, not too far. Don't give yourself too much time to talk yourself out of it, but move it out far enough where you can take small action steps to get to there. Where we can just take fear and just tell it to shove it. So if you are, I'm gonna use this example because I've talked about it before, it's popular. A lot of women, when I talk to them, they're like, I'm just going to work out at home for now. I'm really scared to go to the gym. Like, my husband doesn't like me going. I don't like going. You know, it's scary. And I don't want to look dumb while I'm there. Okay, perfect. We're going to work out at home. Small steps. We're going to get good here. We're going to get you stronger and start dropping body fat because that will give you confidence to go there. So it's a small step. Okay, work out at home. I can meet you there. We can do that for sure. Small step. But then the next step, I want you to get that gym membership. You don't have to use it. I just want you to get it for now. Okay, small step. I got it. Then next step, still working out at home. We still have the gym membership. Now we're going to add on. Okay. And you're going to go to the gym 20 minutes. That's it. You're going to find 20 minutes to go there. You're going to get on the elliptical or the treadmill. That's it. And then you're going to leave. I don't care if you're feeling good and you're like, no, I can do it. Nope. We're taking it in small steps and we're going to do this over and over again, maybe like 5 times. Then you're going to go in. Do you see how I'm building it? See how I'm doing it? And then you're going to go in and you're going to do your 20 minutes and you're going to find 2 pieces of equipment that you could. That's it, 2. So now maybe we're up to like 40 minutes there and then you're going to get it out. We are starting to get the brain to be familiar with something new. And when you have these smaller steps, fear just melts away and melts away and slowly backs off. And before you know it, you're doing amazing things. It's so freaking cool, you guys. Small steps. It gives your brain a chance to get familiar with something, and it gives you a chance to practice. And then fear goes away. So I want, as I'm talking and I'm giving you all these like fitness examples, you know, like going to the gym and equipment, I want you to be thinking about like, what do I really want to do in my life? Like, what's next steps for me at your job? Maybe it's like a shop that you want to start online. Maybe you want to open a bakery. Maybe you want to run a daycare. I don't know. Maybe you're like, I really want to start my own like online space and teach courses or build something. Like, let your brain go right now, because we're all about just tackling that fear. We're going to have a fearless forward. Fearless forward. We're going to conquer whatever journey you want to conquer with courage. So as I'm giving you examples, like think about examples that you really want to go for and dive into what you're scared of. What are you freaking scared of? What is your fear about all of it? Analyze it, because I guarantee you can break it down into small steps and make it less scary, which means less fear. The magic of mindset. Oh, mindset is so magical. This is number five, last one. And visualization. Mindset magic in visualization. So we use this a lot in Bomb Mom. We talk about visualizing. We do dream boards. We do vision boards all the time. And we add to them and we grow to them and we redo them sometimes. Like I said before, your brain loves what is familiar. And one of the biggest problems with facing fear is that it's something new, right? Like something new comes in, it gets into our brain, then we're like, oh my God, this is scary. No. And then we don't face it. Well, what if you could just start slowly making your brain a little bit more familiar with this goal, with this new job, with this, like whatever it is that's bringing fear to you? What if we just make it a little bit more familiar to your brain, right? And you can do that with visualization. Create vision boards for yourself. Cut out pictures. Put them in front of you on your computer or your wall. Is there a wall you sit and face every single day? Dude, you better have like three or four pictures of like something that you want to achieve. I don't care if it's a car, a pool, a dream job. Like, it doesn't even matter what it is. But if your eyes are facing a direction like every single day, man, I hope you have pictures of your goals or vacation or like whatever it is in front of you. That is way too much time that you're sitting in one place, not staring at something. And yes, you can have your family there and pictures of your kids and like whatever, but like open that brain up to something else. Make it familiar with something else. This is really, really cool. It's really powerful because it will help you confront any fear that you have going towards that big thing. So when we have these visual, I don't know, like pointers, keys, cues, I can't think of the word right now, but they start training your brain. And when you can visualize something and you see it every single day, it becomes less scary and it slowly starts removing fear. This is why I have Bomb Moms create vision and dream boards. And one of them, their vision board is just for them. Like, I want your vision board to be just about you. Like, don't put your kids on it. Don't put your family on it. Like, nothing. Like, it's just for you. And you could do pictures of like your body if you want, if you're going towards a certain weight and you want a physique or whatever, that's fine. But like you want to put more on there because as you're transforming, I want you familiar with this new person that you're becoming. So then when you get to that person, she's familiar to you. She's not scary and there's no self-sabotaging. Use visualization to help you hit those big, scary goals. I got to tell you right now, I bought this house that I'm in right now. I wanted a pool. I'm not in love with like the actual home itself inside. I mean, there's a lot of things I like. It's cute, whatever, but there's a lot of things I don't like at all. But it has a really good backyard for a pool. I got the pool. I have a picture of the pool that I wanted on my board, and it sits in front of me on my desk every single day. It just got completed like 4 days ago. I'm not kidding. Now, it's one thing to say, oh, I'm going to have a pool. I put solar on this house, and I did enough panels to help support, you know, the pool, knowing that I was going to get it and all that. And that's scary, saying like, oh, I'm going to have a pool. And everyone's like, oh yeah, sure you are. no, I'm going to have a pool. And meanwhile, inside of me is going like, oh my God, am I really going to have a pool? Like, really? One day? Like when? When are you going to make that happen, Melissa? Because you keep saying that. And I got a yard. I'm like, nope, it's fine. This backyard is shit. It's huge though. And it's like a clean slate. So I can put a pool on it. But it's scary. Because then you're like, how am I going to pay for it? How am I going to maintain it? What am I going to do? Like, okay, am I really going to be able to do all this? Or, oh my God. But I kept that picture of it in front of me and I saw it every day. And guess what? It slowly just started happening. And my brain and my fear started melting down, coming down around that, which then helped me lead forward to make one more decision and then another decision and then another decision that led to, holy shit, they're digging a hole in my backyard. I'm doing this. And now it's done. And looking back, yeah, I can be all badass and be like, I'm by that house. I'm going to totally have a pool in the backyard. I can say that. And then secretly I'm going, oh my God, I'm so scared. I'm so afraid. Is this ever really going to happen? And then I would put it off. And I'm telling you, the visualization and the mindset around it, like I'm going to do it. I will make it happen. I will figure it out. It helped to create it. And now I have it. Oh my God, I can't believe I just shared that on here too. It's been interesting, but I'm telling you, the visualization really, really helped. So whenever you're faced with something scary too, always make sure you are visualizing yourself going through that motion. So I'm going to be taking the stage soon. I'm going to be doing motivational talks and speaks all over the country. So you guys can come find me and like attend if you wanted to. And right now I'm practicing, I'm on stage, I'm being successful, I'm having a successful ending and conclusion and getting off and the claps and the cheers and like, I can't wait and all the things. Your brain doesn't know the difference between reality and like what's in your head. So your body doesn't know. So experience, how will you feel when that's done? When you're done running the race, when you leave the gym and you're going out to your car and you feel like, how does that feel? Go through those feelings and those emotions. Because that will help take down the fear too. Because you're going to be like, oh, I've already done this before. I'm not scared anymore. I've already been here. I've already worked through all of this. So just to recap, which I kind of already just did a little while ago, use fear as a catalyst. Know that it's something that can propel you forward. It doesn't have to be a roadblock. It could be a stepping stone. Identify your fear triggers. Know what triggers that fear inside me, because then you can analyze it. You can separate the facts from the feelings and you can move forward. Reframe fear as fuel. Change fear into a totally different four-letter F word. Know the power of small steps. What are you going after? What scares you? Okay, how can you just do like 1% of that fear? Just 1%. How can you do just 1% of it, break it down to small steps and make it less scary? And mindset, visualization. That alone will help you move forward, take away some fear, get your brain to be more familiar with whatever goal you're going towards. And you guys, surround yourself. This is a bonus one. Community and support and accountability. It's huge. And honestly, it's the reason why I took my program and I don't train in person anymore and I took it online so I could grow this community, that support. When you can say to people that are surrounding you and they're like-minded and you can tell them what you're afraid of and you can be open and honest with them, they can help you separate the facts and feelings so much faster than you can. Boom, done. They're like, what? That's ridiculous. That's not true. Oh, yeah, you're right. But they are going to help keep you moving forward, keep you in the right path, keep your mindset in the right path, because we all know when we're left alone, like, oh my God, it can turn evil really quick, right? Like when I'm left by myself, it's like, oh my God, that mind can take over and get on the dark train real quick. But when I have a community of support working towards the same goal, it's advice, it's camaraderie, it's mentors. That's huge. Find the right people to be around. And I've said this before on the podcast, I'll say it again. We are the sum of the five people we hang around most and talk with. So know who your top five are. Know who those people are, because you're going to be the sum of them. I am so excited I got to do this episode today. We have, you know, the fall coming up and a lot of shifts with kids' sports schedules and just a lot going on. And I don't want fear to be something that holds anyone back. I don't want fear to be the driving force. It doesn't have to be in keeping you stagnant and not moving forward. It can be a driving force to help you move forward. So I hope you guys took good notes. If you want to keep this conversation going, like, email me. I love hearing from you guys. info@melissavogelfitness.com. Message me on Instagram. I'm very active on there. It's ITS Melissa Vogel. And stay in touch. I love it. Make sure you guys rate and review this podcast. Like, if you haven't yet, it really, really helps. 5 stars. Write me a review. You guys are amazing. Check out the show notes too, because you know after hearing this, you're going to want to be a bomb mom. And we can talk. You can book a call with me. I'll put the links in the show notes. Let's talk. We have a challenge starting too. We just started a couple days ago. You guys are welcome to get into that. It's a 30-day bomb mom challenge. Lots of cool things happening. So check out the show notes. I'm thrilled I got to do this. I can't wait for the next one. So everyone stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time.
This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This is given with the understanding that neither the host, practice of the practice, or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.